Roll the tape.
This podcast is protected by copyright and not for broadcast. See rsn.net.au for more details.
The cleaner in front, fast and free. He'll have a job to get past him. The cleaner knows how to fight, and he fights on and he wins. The cleaner first by a length.
Now, on Tense Racing Talk, time to talk thoroughbreds.
The racing manager of Taz Racing, Dave Manchanan, joins us today on Taz Racing Talk. Now, it's been a wonderful winter carnival at Devonport, and it continues at the weekend. Let's have a look back firstly at last week. Punters had a pretty reasonable day.
Host Esprit, as highlighted by Simon last week, he started a $1.50 favourite, so Simon provided punters some real value there. It was ridden by apprentice Bullant Mutu, but didn't go all his own way. He was instructed to ride the gelding forward. However, was caught wide and had to go back to the rear of the field. But then he broke 47 seconds for the last 800 on the Stridemaster sectional times, which was significantly quicker than the horses in the Class 2 1350. Indicates he is one to watch going through his classes. We then go to Race 5. Charlie Goggin and Luella Meeburn trained downwind, was inconvenienced passing the 1100 metres. Was bumped again at the 600. However, was the only horse to break 48 seconds for the 800 and 24 seconds for the last 400 in this race when finishing strongly to finish fifth. On that run, she's the one to follow. And finally, race 8 saw the return of the Tassie Oaks winner, Iggy McCool. She appeared unlucky when held up at the 400. The jockey subsequently received a suspension when trying to improve her position. The last 200 of 11.65 was the second quickest of the day. In speaking to the trainer Bill Ryan, the mare's going to go to the paddock and be set for the Devonport, Hobart and Launceston Cups.
And will certainly be hard to beat, obviously, given its form over the last 12 months. Now we go from the Topeka Winter Sprint to the distance final. That's going to be a great race. That's race number 7 coming up this weekend.
Yeah, fantastic field. From Taz Racing's perspective, Shane, we've been wrapped with the winter series, and you know this is the last week of the five-week series. Especially the distance final, we see the Adam Trinder train big time, shoot for a hat-trick in this race. Once again, he's going to face strong competition from Make Sense, Music Player and Landstar. Just wanted to draw punters to the fact that in the distance prelude on the 17th of August, Landstar was the only horse to break 24 seconds for the last 400 metres. And 12 seconds for the last 200 metres when finishing second to Big Time. Another thing to remember on that occasion, Big Time carried 52.5 kilos with the claim for apprentice Jake Bayliss and Landstar 54 kg. This Sunday's a non-claiming race, so Landstar has a 5.5 kilo turnaround in the weights with Big Time carrying 58. Landstar is the Stridemaster on top selection for the distance final, Shane. Also, we've highlighted a bit of a smoky, we believe, in the same race, and that's the Kelvin Hamilton train Super Broadband. Viewing the free replays on tasracing.com.au, he finished very quickly last week in a benchmark 72 over the mile, went sixth to Hellstrong. He was the only horse to break 12 seconds for the last 200 when running 11.86. He's had 18 starts on the Topeka for 3 wins and 5 minor placing. And the only time he's been beaten over the 1880 metres was when he finished second to Genuine Lad. So Genuine Lad's also being set for the Devonport Cup. This is a harder race, but last start, but could surprise.
Now just looking back at the last 3 or 4 weeks, David, the form is really holding up on the synthetic surface. And I look at race number 6, it's over 1,000 metres, the benchmark 72 handicap. And just looking at that winning form in this race, GG's Double J is a last start winner. Tennessee Drive's won two of its last 3. Lustica, a first up winner for Barry Campbell. It's a tremendous race, race number 6.
It is, Shane. You've highlighted the up and comers there with the Magic Millions winner Lustica and GG's Double J and Tennessee Drive. But you also got the seasoned veterans in Fashion Label, G Force, and Gypsy Air. So, you know, looking at the stewards' report from the last meeting when Tennessee Drive ran. He almost fell at the 600, so he's very unlucky last start and possibly should be unbeaten in its career so far. So it's a cracking race.
Now, Bullant takes the ride on Tennessee Drive. And I note that the naming of the event is the Bullant Mutu Tiny Wells Leading Apprentice Benchmark 72, so he's got a chance to win his own race.
Well, it could be a bit of an omen bet there, Shane, but it's a, as I said, it's a very, very hard race. It's only a small field, but, yeah, there's seven or eight chances in that race. So.
And it promises to be a great day, the final day. We've also got the awards dinner coming up, the annual awards dinner.
Yeah, looking forward to Friday night, Shane. As I said, it's at the Rest Point Casino. It's actually sold out, which is a fantastic result for the thoroughbred industry in Tassie, and it should be a really good night. So we're looking forward to that this week.
Now, if anyone's looking for a horse to race into the new year and a couple of years down the track, the 2015 Magic Millions Tasmanian yearling sale, how are we looking as far as the next crop is concerned?
Yeah, Shane, so the sale will be conducted on Thursday the 12th of February. The early indications are that a catalogue of over 100 yearlings will go under the hammer. I suppose, unfortunately, it will be the last opportunity to buy progeny from the late Savoir V. Now, at this stage, he's only going to be represented by one yearling, and that's a colt from the mare Private Nip, who has been fantastic at stud. She's produced 20 grand, Straight Shot, and the promising Private Currency. But more importantly, being by Savoir V makes him a three-quarter brother to the star Tasmanian galloper, the Cleaner. So will no doubt attract plenty of interest at the sale. Other thing, Shane, I just wanted to highlight with the sale was that in the past 12 months, the sale has been responsible for Melbourne Metro winners The Cleaner, Kenja Wood, Happy As Hell and Like A Carousel, just to name a few. So, you know, always a good bargain value sale, the Tassie Magic Million sale.
So what you're telling us, it's about time we started saving our pennies.
No, I'll leave that to you, Yatesy.
I'll probably have to come for a loan off you, so I know you're travelling beautifully at the moment, and we thank you for your efforts today on Taz Racing Talk. That's the racing manager, Dave Meanchin, joining us today. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for your time, Shane.
Taz Racing Talk, everything you need to get the edge.
The Winter Carnival at the Peter Park continues, of course, at the weekend. The man that's charged to tip us all the winners is Peter Staples. How are you, Pete?
I'm good, Shane. Looking forward to this meeting. Of course, the last of five of the Tapeter series at Devonport, and what a success it's been, mate.
Yeah, it's certainly been great, and that form has really been standing up through the series in particular. So punters should be really finishing in front, I would imagine, through the carnival. So what we need to do today is get that quadrilla again, and we're looking at the first leg being over 1,150 metres, the benchmark 62, race number five.
Yeah, well, look, I've got your pony on top. I think he's clearly the highest rated horse in the race. It's a benchmark 62, and he's a 67, and the next down to him is a 63 rated horse. He gets a 3 kilo claim from Emmett Alucina, and I'm sure Adam Trinder's confident that he can just sit on him and get him into a good spot from barrier seven, and he should really just be too good for this lot. There's not a lot of depth in the race. And if your pony is going to win early this preparation, then I expect him to win second up in this benchmark 62 over 1150. It's an ideal trip. He was an encouraging third, first up behind Loaded Owners and Guru Rez. He was probably doing his best work. He just knocked up a little bit the last 80 metres or so. But I think with that run under his belt, I think he'd be very, very hard to beat. Guru Rez is in there again, and he'll just give another honest performance. Danish Rock will be improved. Then further down the list, Royal Beluga has been placed four of its last five and is racing out of its, in its class as a 63 rater. And a 1.5 kilo claim for Ismail Taker is going to help it again. And down the bottom, Nuclear Star that broke its maiden status last time. And Georgia Catania takes 1.5 kilos off, puts it on the minimum. And mares in winning form usually hold that form. So a good race to start, but I do think your pony number one is a special. I've got it one on top for a 9, 14 and 3.
Well, it sounds like a good cheap way to start the quaddy with a real ring of confidence there about the top weight. And Adam Trinder stable really flying at the moment, isn't it?
It is indeed. And Adam targeted these five meetings with his team, knowing that it was it was on the cards. And he's done well, and his horses have performed very well, and they've been very consistent. And that's one of the best parts about this track. You can follow the form because it's a good rated track every week.
Okay, race number six is the benchmark 72. It's the sprint over 1,000 metres, and give us some winning form to sift through here.
There is indeed, but boy, if you have a look at Chi-Chi's Double J, his first up win, you have to agree, was absolutely awesome. He won by panels. He was a smart two-year-old. He wasn't quite up to the standard of Admiral, although he was close to him a few times. He was bridesmaid to him three times, and he's certainly come back bigger and better than ever, and he showed that first up. He had to do a fair bit of work early, and David Perez got him into a slot, finished up taking him to the lead, and his sectionals were outstanding. And we compare his sectionals, like he was over the 1,150 metres first up. This is over 1,000, and Lustica that was first up over 900, and she won with some authority. The sectionals, if you break it down, GG's Double J was equally as quick as Lustica, probably faster in the early part of the race. So you would think that from barrier six and Lustica drawn five, they both want to go forward. The same as Gypsy Air will from barrier three with the 3 kilo claimer on top. Look, I think GG's Double J will lead. And if David Perez wants to do that, he will be able to. Or he could sit outside the lead if Gypsy Air got there first. And I think he's got more toe than Lustica. I think the four horses that are winning chances are Gypsy Air 2, 5 Tennessee Drive, 3 GG's Double J, and 6 Lustica. I'm having GG's Double J on top. If he performs like he did first up, he'll win. And I think he's going to be very, very exciting as a three-year-old, this horse. Stuart Gandy thinks the same. So I'll have GG's Double J on top, over Lustica, Tennessee Drive, and Gypsy Air. Three on top from 6, 5, and 2, and I think they are the only chances in the race.
And race number 7, the Tapeta Distance Final. It's the open handicap, 1,880 metres, big time, hit the weights in great form with victories in its last two starts. Can it make it 3 in a row?
Well, he can. Look, is he looking for more ground? Like, it's... you know, we know he handles the track well, he's trained on it, he performs well, he takes forever to get there, but he doesn't have any super sprint on him, but he just grinds and outgrinds them. And maybe he might be just, you know, very quickly looking for a little bit more ground. I'd love to see him over 2,200 metres right now. He'd be just about unbeatable in whatever sort of track went on. And but the 1,880, look, there's a couple in this, Musique Player. Number 5, down the bottom, Landstar and Moonless. I expect Moonless to improve on the minimum, and he hasn't been too far away. Does a couple of things, you know, pulls a bit in his races, but I just think if he can get Moonless settled, he's going to be a chance, along with Landstar, Musique Player, and Big Time. They're my top four selections in the race, and I think they're... you know, they'll be pretty much right on the mark. And if you threw in North Lodge, who I think could be an improver, drawn out wide, but Brendan McCool jumps on for Chris Crook, and North Lodge, he could be just about ready to do something. They'd be my top five. My numbers would be 1, 5, 10, 11, and 2 in the third leg. But I like Big Time. He's a nice horse.
Okay, so Big Time in there. So Adam Trinder figuring prominently through the quadrilla so far. What about the last leg, race number 8? Again, it's a sprint over 1,000. It's the class 1.
Yeah, look, I think this is a little bit more open. You know, Wania's the query horse from the Mark Gandon stable. Good first up form. And we're, you know, waiting for it to appear again. And here it comes. It was entered and scratched. If it accepts, barrier 3 is terrific for Wania. I remember this horse, it blew the start and Daniel Ganderton almost came off, and it flashed home. It won the race. I think it ran second first up when that happened, and it was an amazing effort from the horse. And he sort of just trained off a little bit, so Mark put him out, and they brought him back in again. He's got to be a chance. He's the query. GG Soprano is the equal top-rated horse in the race, and he's had 4 runs back. He was a victim of circumstances last time. Jamie Bayliss is going to have to get him across from barrier 11 and try to get some cover. But he's certainly a chance. GG's Pretty Jess's first up, well, probably need a little bit more ground. Could go well fresh. And even down the bottom there, GG's Joker, number 9. You'd probably think about putting it in the multiples. And Little May, number 6, has done nothing wrong its past few starts. Had a win 2 starts back. and isn't without a chance from a nice gate and a 1.5 kilo claim for Rassi in him over. I noticed Rassi's down to ride it, and he's I think he'll be starting his suspension. He copped a couple of weeks last Saturday, and Kim Moore copped 3 weeks. She had a double, she finished up getting out of her 3 meetings, unfortunately for Kimmy. And there was plenty of action in the stewards' room last Saturday. I think 3 of the results were determined in the stewards' room. One protest being upheld, and then the other 2 being dismissed. My numbers: 1, 4, 6, 3, and 9.
So, what's that make the quaddie for us this week?
Well, I think we can have one for $25, and that's take 1, 1 out in the first leg, right? That's your pony. And take Gigi's Double J, 1 out in the second leg. So it's 1 in the first leg, 3 in the second leg. And then take 1, 5, 10, 11, and 2 in the third leg. And then 1, 4, 6, 3, and 9 in the last leg. So 5, 5, so 25. So $25 if you want to take the first and second legs 1 out. And then if you want to go wider, well, you probably narrow it down to 4 in each leg. 1, 9, 14, and 3 into 3, 6, 5, and 2 into 1, 5, 10, 11 into 1, 4, 6, and 3. But I'm going to have a crack at the your pony and Gigi's Double J 1 out in the first 2 legs, and then take the other 5 for $25.
The specials for the day, Pete, or is there something else earlier in the day?
Yeah, look, I don't like anything as specials other than your pony. I think he's the top rated horse in the race, and clearly, and he's a nice type on his home track. I think good draw. All things point to him, and Gigi's Double J, he could be the most exciting 3-year-old we had this season. We haven't seen Admiral yet, but you know, they're going to have some great clashes. But I think Admiral, I don't think Gigi's Double J will get out to a mile. Admiral probably will, so we won't see them clash a lot, probably other than first up in the 3-year-old Cup.
Well, thanks for your thoughts today, Pete, and of course you can get all Peter's tips on tasracing.com.au. Just go to the punters section, and all Peter's stories and tips will be there for the day. And good luck for the weekend, Pete.
Good on you, Shane.
This podcast was brought to you by rsn.net.au.